kandamulai, and edible roots. Translation by the wonderful followers of Srila Prabhupada, aided by Gopi Paramahana Prabhu. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. Oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with the calves, cows and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan hill appears very jubilant. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhan hill as follows. Paniya refers to the fragrant, cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls, which Krishna and Balaram drink and use to wash their feet and mouths. Govardhan also offers other beverages, such as honey, mango juice, and pilu juice. Suryavasa indicates Durga grass, used to make the religious offerings of Arkha. Govardhan also has grass that is fragrant, soft, and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased production of milk. Thus, this grass is used for feeding the transcendental birds. Kandava refers to the caves where Krishna, Balaram and their friends play, sit and lie down. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold, or when it is raining. Govardhan also features soft root for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the form of smooth stones, glistening water, and other natural substances. Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. I was told that this evening you are celebrating Govardhan Puja. And that's where the special verse is put up there. Which is glorifying?
Govardhan.
So Govardhan is? How many of you are going to go Vrindavan tomorrow, Vrindavan for Jatra? How many of you have already been there? So how many of you have seen Govardhan? Okay, so you all are familiar with Govardhan. So Govardhan Puja is a very special occasion, and on Govardhan Puja you'll be in Vrindavan. Right? So those who are going for Yatra, Parikrama, you'll be in Vrindavan. So you'll be worshipping Govardhan Puja and Govardhan. Actually, in Vrindavan, they have a custom of doing Indra Puja. Worshipping Indra. So one day, all the cowherd folks were very, very busy. So they were making all kinds of arrangements. And so Krishna saw, Krishna at that time was only 7 years old. 7 years and 7 months and 7 days. So Krishna saw that everyone was so busy. So he wondered what's happening today. So he asked his father, Nanda Maharaj. Father, what's happening? Why are you so busy today? So Nanda Maharaj first didn't want to reply. Because in one hand he was so busy, and then at the same time he knew that when this boy starts to ask questions, there will be an end to it. So he wanted to avoid it because he said that he was so busy, the day was extremely demanding, so he tried to avoid. Then Krishna came from infancy. Siddhartha, Siddhartha, he said, what's happening? Why do you want to do this? What's happening? So, Nanda Maharaj said, look, today we went to celebrate Hindu pujas. Therefore, we are making all that. So Krishna asked, why do you do Hindu pujas? Nanda Maharaj said, now it's time. So, but at the same time, Nanda Maharaj felt that he is obliged to answer the question. So he quickly replied that, you see, we are cowherd people, and Indra is the giver of rain. We need rain to grow grass, cultivate the land. So that's why we worship Indra. So Krishna, does it rain because we worship Indra? Nanda said, yes, because Indra is the god of rain, he is the controller of rain. So it is by his arrangements that we get rain. So then Krishna said, in the middle of the ocean, there is no need for water. And in the middle of the ocean, no one worships Indra. Then why does it rain then? So Nanda Maharaj was stuck. He just said, well, this little boy is so intelligent. His mind works so agile. And he might remember that. And but at the same time, he said, look, we worship Indra on this particular day because it is a custom. It is our custom. For generations after generations, since time immemorial, we have done this. Then Krishna asked, is this a Vedic custom or a local custom? Nanda Maharaj thought for a while, and he could remember and refer it in the Vedas. So he said, well, it is a traditional custom. Then Krishna said, is this really necessary? Then Nanda Maharaj said, look, we are cowherd. We grow cows. And for us, therefore, rain is essential. And that's why we have to be. Then Krishna said, actually, if you consider the prosperity of the cows, yes, we are cow people. Tending the cows, taking care of the cows is our occupation. But if that is the case, then actually Govardhana is the one who follows the prosperity of our cow culture. That's why he named it Govardhana. Govardhana. It is due to Govardhana's mercy that we are actually prospering in our cow community. So, Krishna said, then let us worship Govardhana. What is the worship? He is just a servant of the servant. And so then Nanda Maharaj immediately decided, yeah, because they all, Nanda Maharaj will always do whatever Krishna asks. So Krishna said, let's worship Govardhana. Nanda Maharaj said, okay. Let's make all these arrangements that we have made to worship Govardhana. And so all the paraphernalia, all the articles that were collected for worshipping Indra. Now it's used in the worship. So all the huge arrangements were offered. They made a pile of food on the food, a mountain of pusha, on the mountain of pusha. Gopal Chandu describes this. They first put the chapati. The first they actually put banana leaves. Huge amount of banana leaves were sprayed on the ground. Then on top of those banana leaves they put the chapati first. Then puri is paratha. Then different kind of rice preparation. And then they put all the different sabjis on that mountain. And then finally, they made arrangements that the ghee was flowing from the top of the mountain and into the fountain. So this beautiful arrangement was made. And then everyone saw that Govardhan mountain appears like Krishna. He is sitting there, huge Krishna sitting there, and with his big hand he is taking the foodstuff. And surprisingly, as he was taking up the food, the place of the food became again drenched. He was eating, and at the same time he was also shouting, "Bring more! Anion." And then at times he was feeling a little thirsty while eating, or to push the water, push stuff down his throat. He was spreading his hand into the water body, the lake around the town, and he was drinking water from there. Stretching his hand, he was drinking the water and drinking. And one huge Krishna was eating all this stuff, and there was a small Krishna with his arms akimbo. He was looking at him. So one Krishna was eating and another Krishna was watching. So this way Govardhan ate to his full satisfaction. Then when Govardhan was fully satisfied, then the prasadam was distributed to the brahmanas and vaishnavas, then to the children, then to the old people. And then in this way the food prasadam was distributed according to the standard, very standard. First brahmanas and vaishnavas, then elderly people and children, then everyone ate, and then the women ate, and then it was distributed among the lower classes, sudras and others. And after that they did the parikrama of Govardhan with the cows in the front, the women in the kulaka, and children, and they all are singing and dancing, and in this way they did the parikrama. In the meantime, Indra saw, he was all decked up, ready to get the worship. He dressed himself up nicely and put some perfume in his body. And he just sat down, expecting the worship to be offered to him. And he saw no offering was coming. So he wondered what happened. And then Indra found out that on the instruction of the little boy, all these covered people have decided to worship the kings, disregarding me. So he was very upset. And he decided to teach them a lesson. So he immediately called the cloud that is meant for destruction. At the time of annihilation, this cloud called Sambhata comes and pours so much rain that the entire universe gets inundated. And along with that, he called thunder, lightning, rain, gusting. And he ordered them to go and destroy Vrindavan. He simply wanted to teach these cowherd people a lesson. And all of a sudden, the cowherd people saw that the northeastern corner, northeastern horizon, became pitch dark. And the darkness spread very quickly. Then they saw such a devastating cloud that it was like lightning and thunder and storm. So seeing that, they became very, very worried, very afraid. Some of them even felt that because they had offended Indra, now Indra is going to punish them. So they all ran to Krishna. Krishna, please save us. Krishna said, don't worry. In the meantime, the cloud just stopped before the rains. And what did Krishna do? Krishna just lifted the Govardhan hill and placed it on the little finger of his left hand. He didn't even use his right hand. Little and not just a hand, little finger. He lifted Govardhan hill and held it up as an umbrella and he told everyone to go under the hill. So they all ran with the candles to the street. They just went down the cavity that was created. But while they were going down, they saw that there are beautiful staircases and the ramp for the cows and other animals to go down. And when they went down, they found that it was like a majestic, huge majestic hall, which was lit up with most brilliant gems. And in the light they could see that the floors were made of marble. The pillars were made of onyx. And they all were studded with beautiful gems. I mean, it looked like the most amazing inside of the palace hall. And they saw that the place is filled with all kinds of delicious good stuff. So they just had started to have a wonderful time there. Although outside it was a torrential rain. So then Indra asked Lightning to go and find out what happened there. And Lightning, in a flash, went back and said, the entire Vrindavan is finished. There's not a single soul, not even a single animal in my life. By your divine management, everyone in Vrindavan is now dead. But soon after that, wind went back to Indra. No, what the lightning said is wrong. Somehow or other, this mountain, Govardhan, has gone up and is floating in the sky. Maybe because after eating all these foodstuffs that were offered for you, he has become so strong that he is now flying in the sky. And all the residents of Vrindavan have taken shelter under that mountain. And nothing has happened to them. Not a single soul has been affected by your ayurveda. Krishna becomes very upset, but Indra becomes very upset. He says, mountain flying. There used to be one mountain called Maina. It used to fly. And I cut its wings. And since then, Maina has become static. Is it that Maina has grown its wings again and started to fly? Anyway, I know how to take care of this mountain. So Indra started to hurl his thunder incessantly on the Govardhana. But nothing happened to Govardhana because Krishna was holding Govardhana. All the shocks were absorbed. All the shocks of the thunder were absorbed. So in this way, now Indra saw for 7 days he inundated the sambat of the cloud has been pouring rains, which is actually meant for destruction. And now nothing is happening. It's just a hurling of thunder. Nothing is happening on the mountain. So then Krishna began to wonder. Who is this boy who appears to be just a little cow and what is this? So he went to the guru. Who is the guru of Indra? So he asked Vriyashvati. And Vriyashvati told him, Indra, you made a big mistake. The person who you are thinking that to be a this cow and boy is none other than your Lord and Master now. And he was looking so much. I offended my Lord and Master. He must be so angry. Very good to say, he's really upset with you. But anyway, Krishna is very fond of cows. So you take Nandini, Surabhi's daughter. In heaven, it is like Surabhi's daughter, Nandini is famous. So you approach Krishna with Nandini in your hands. And seeing Nandini, Krishna's, seeing a cow, Krishna's rage will become subside. So then you go to Krishna. And holding on to the tail of the cow, in the hiding himself behind the cow, he went to Vrindavan and appearing to Krishna, Nandini, bathed Krishna with her nectar. There was Abhishek. And then when it seemed that Krishna actually had been pacified of his anger, and Indra approached him, begged forgiveness. So that is the background of Govardhana. Giriraj Govardhana ki Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Krishna. And here there is a beautiful description has been given that as Krishna mentioned that how Govardhana is actually the real cause of prosperity on the ground. Govardhan. And who is Govardhan? Haridasa Bhakti. Govardhan is the greatest of all the devotees. In that way, there is no difference between Govardhan and Krishna. In one hand, Govardhan is Krishna himself, and at the same time, Govardhan is the devotee. The hill supplies Krishna and Balaram along with their caste, cows and cow friends, with all kinds of things. What is their necessity? Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. And being touched by the Lotus Feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan gave the highest any tribute. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, and I wish you a very wonderful Govardhan Puja. Very wonderful Vrindavan Parikrama. Very soon. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Just maybe a couple of questions. Yes. Today we will be doing Damodarshan. That is also Baba Kathan. Yes. Maybe you can come forward, both of you. Take the mic.
Thank you.
Pride is genuine. You are becoming proud of your Krishna consciousness. Alright? But now that you found, now that you got it, the knowledge and understanding, give it to anybody else. Give it to others. And that's why we have to teach. Prabhupada said, yes, we are proud. As a devotee, we are proud. Like when Angad went to Ravan as Ram's messenger. Ravan was sitting on a high throne and he didn't offer any seat for Angad. So Angad thought that I am representing Ramchandra and I don't need this kind of treatment. So he coiled his tail in such a way that he created a stage which is higher than Ram. And he was communicating with Ram. So that is the pride of the devotee. Similarly, Hanuman's pride, Sugriva's pride, Sugriva's song, Ravan. Actually, Ramchandra arrived with the monkey regiment. From top of the hill, they were watching, and then they saw Ravan also came. And standing on top of the city gate, he was observing his army to how to deal with Ram. And seeing him, Sugriva just jumped from the hill and he came right in front of Ravan and slapped Ravan. Ravan's crown went flying and both of them started to fight over there. Then fighting on top of the city gate, they fell. There also they were fighting, and then Ravan was about to resort to his mystic tricks. Realizing that, Sugriva just came back to Ramchandra. Ramchandra chastised him. Why did you risk yourself? You are the king. If the king dies, then the entire army will get demanded. Never again. And his reply was, I could tolerate My anger. So you say pride, anger, all these are okay in Krishna consciousness when it is for Krishna. Prabhupada is also saying, Arjuna fighting the battle. Such a terrible battle that he has to fight with his grandfather, his guru, his friend, his brother, cousin, his uncle. And Prabhupada saying that, can anyone fight without being angry? Can you imagine how angry Arjuna was at that time? So anger is possible. But for the right cause. So you see, have some pride that, well, I know so much about Krishna. Very good. If he has this well, then what should he do? Become generous and distribute it among others. If you have some wealth, you want to keep it for yourself. Those who keep the wealth for themselves, they are minded. And who is a broad-minded person? Who gives out his wealth to others. So this wealth you have got, now distribute it. Right? Thank you. There is another question there. Yeah. Okay, very good. There are two considerations here. The demons offend Krishna, but they don't take from him. They are completely adamant on their stance. Whereas Indra begs forgiveness. That's one consideration. The other consideration is, these are just pastimes. Pastimes is something like a play, drama on a stage. The drama is being enacted, but who are the actors and actresses? They're enacting those roles, right? So Krishna's pastime is something like that. Now, if a king enacts a drama, will he get Tom, Dick and Harry to play the different roles? He will have his own people to play the roles. So this way, in Krishna's pastime, eventually we will see that they are often Krishna's own people. Like, who is Ravana and Kumbhakarna? Who is Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu? Joy is there. So this is how we have to understand this is a play. And in this play, Indra is playing the role like this. So just consider, Brahma, Krishna comes every day. And Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma. Now if you meet somebody today, will you forget him tomorrow? So then how come Brahma is forgetting that this is Krishna? So here you have to understand, it's like a drama being enacted. And you know who is the director of this drama? Huh? The director of this drama is Jogamaya. She's the casting director. She decides who is playing on the previous role. Then she directs. Here's the script. Repeat your script very nicely. And who is a good actor? Do you know the qualification of a good actor? The good actor forgets himself and becomes the character. So similarly, in this play, these individuals forget themselves and become the character, that is the role they play. Okay? Thank you all very much. Go to Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupada.